Is this happening?
It's been charged.
It's been charged. It was a hostage. It's okay. So sorry, we're going to start a little bit today, everybody can hear on the Zoom. Excellent. Okay. So we're in the middle of discussing let's try to move a little more quickly through some of the issues. But I think I wanted to start with our Daniel Alavi and our Rabbi Rambam. Before I do, Simcha and David Roth had a good hahara regarding Pesukim that's worth thinking about. And that's if you look carefully at the Pesukim in Parshas Bo, it's a very striking, I think, that the Isar of Chametz is delayed till Yud-Gimel. Meaning Yud-Beis, what do you have in Yud-Beis?
Everything.
You have Tashbisu, Balimora. Right. Everything except for Achila, and that's only presented in Parak Yud-Gimel, in Parshas Bo. That's a very interesting ha'ara. I just never noticed that before. It certainly says something about maybe unique features, of Chametz's toxicity, are reflected by, the Tashbisu and the Bior and so on. And then when you finally get exposed to the Achila, you can appreciate, why it's the Karis and all of that. But I don't know, it's a good, I want to think about this more. But I think it's a very good insight. And I think you should never dismiss the interesting, formulations or organizations, obviously, of the Torah Shabbat. It may not always be able to fathom, what they really are, and fully appreciate and understand them, but it's always worth exploring, so thank you for that.
What about Kol Machnetzes?
Kol Machnetzes
in your face.
Is in your face. But that's Karonis,
right?
Or it could be Ideahabra. I feel like we have two.
Some of the Rishonim say that that's the law for Pesach, because that's the one which has Karis.
Yeah, I'll look at it again. But either way, it is interesting. Kamach Metzes and those two Pesukim, Karonis, Kamach, and Kamach, and Karonis. Unless anything is found as Leila. Okay, let me look at it again. But either way, the organization of the secret intention itself is always worth overlooking. Okay, so we did discuss the issue of the Rambam, the two Rambams, the two Rambids, the Balamor, the expanded view of Rav Shimon in the Yom Rishonim, the Ram, Rabbi David, Sefer Chinuch, I should add, also the Maran Chalava, all things, but it's also Maran Apostle, Bahana, Minatora. So we've gone through these shittos and we've explained them. I just want to take a couple of minutes to talk about the Nila Bali and the Rabbi Rama Ram. I think they're both a little bit extreme. And that's not so, frankly, so unusual, but they're always very fascinating. Okay. So, Sam, what do you got for Rabbi Daniel Lavan? Well, first of all, he holds it in a way a little bit like the Balamor, right?
In the sense that, in terms of Rabbi Yehuda?
Yeah, well, he disagrees with Rabbi Yehuda. He thinks you don't pass him like Rabbi Yehuda.
Right.
Right, that's number one. But not only does he think you don't pass him like Rabbi Yehuda, he thinks that there is no Iser, Achila, even, Doraisa. And it's not even tempered, by the idea of Achila also to be Ashbasasa. So that's just important to be aware. So it's an extreme view, right off the bat, right? He says, cautiously, Vajkakan demand some of the lab alakra. Kligi Rav Shimon Alei. And then he says, Rav Shimon Chalakalav, Malacha ki Rav Shimon. I'm skipping a little bit. One second. Ulgim Rav Shimon Achidasa. Atema Naraya, Mima Shemata Veloshanam, Skos, and the Yarkos, as far as in Raya of the Talmud of the days, you know, he's around numbering, which we talked so much about. He says that doesn't make sense at all. Shazer, one second, I'm sorry, I'm reading wrong again. Let me just get the right line. One second, here. If it's Raya of Shimon Gutam and the Raisa, you also have Raya. Okay? So the view of the Lila Bavli is that not only Yisrael Na, but also Yisrael Kiva, and also Lifnei and Laakar are only in Rabban. The Sugi of Gemara Kiva Shimon, the Lifnei is Mano, the Tnan, and so on. He even thinks that Shavos, Hanukash Vishay Shavos of Lama, Hanishay Shavos of Amarav, Inan, and Bechatzos, Lulamala, the Lava Shishiskai, and that's all Rabban. Okay. So this is point number one in Rabbi Eliyahu Habakkuk. Point number two, who's the Sam, right? Sam.
Yeah.
Is more important in a way, and that is what does he think about Rabbi?
I'm not sure.
Okay. The Rayasa Amro, the Chenami Rava, you have that piece?
So it's a this is such a big block of text.
The Chenami Rava, I see, Lo Tishkat Al Kamitz, Ela Lalami. Shalom Nemar, Af Biomarisha, Tashbisu, El Al Yadav. Right? The law of Kabisha,
Sahib.
You don't have that piece? The Mashma Shemitzvah's Beer, Kodem Shitasa. The Lake of the Mashma, the Tishka, Yisr, Lab, the Chametz. Shalochi, the Kasa, the Lash, Shoche, the Chametz. The Lom Shemitzia's Chametz. The Lom Shemachilasa. This is very important. Okay? It may be true, but it's very important. Why is it important to know it? And we'll see what Rama thinks about this. I think that there may be, you know, two extremes in a way. What's something else about to say? You have it? You see it?
He's just saying that it's particular to the joke itself as opposed to the time perception.
It's what? It's basically, this is the question. You know, Rabba, you know, we'll discuss some of the other Rishonim here as well, since we want to, you know, conclude our initial discussion of Rabba and Sefer Mitzvah, so I'm, you know, zeroing in on this and highlighting it. The question is, how do you understand the dinner book and the Gemara? You know, let's say two perspectives, what would you say? And then we'll pursue it more when we look at also the language of the Rishonim and the Rabba.
So you can view Rabba as an Isser per se, because shafting Karban Pesach while you encompass is in itself a violation, so that's why you have to get rid of your abundance beforehand.
Okay.
It can also give you a Nosan, a completely separate Isser, that would also exist in the background, revealed through this
law. Yeah. Meaning, to what extent is the Dinah Rabbah, right, a Kachim Halakha, I mean, a Korban Pesach Halakha, right, or a Chametz Halakha, correct? Here, in this Sugya, we're not dealing with the Korban Pesach, the Pashas. Maybe we'll revise that. Okay, but the simple pshat. What we're dealing with is the mitzvah tashvitz. Bein b'mikdash bein b'gvul. Right, and that's why the Gemara initially looks to, you know, achri yom harishon tashvitzu as the makor. But along the way, the Gemara suggests that maybe you can learn the din of tashvitzu and chatzos, right, from the din of Ram. So really, there are two ways that, or I think really three of them, that you can understand. Right. One way is to say that, and this is what Rabbi Gamliel Bavli says, don't mistake, you know, this pasuk as having anything to do with the Isser Chametz per se. The only thing it highlights is the likelihood that all Dinei Chametz have to do with Yom Hadar and not Yom Tetzaveh. Because it is a din, it is a Korban Pesach halacha on Yom Yedaleh that has to do with the presence of Chametz, right? Then likely, Ach Yom Harishon Tashvitzu is also on Yedaleh. But, separate from that, never the twain shall meet. Meaning, right? This is a din in kachshon, and it's a din in Shechitas Korban Pesach, which is the language of the Gemara, right, and Pasuk itself, right. So this is what Rabbi Daniel Abavli is emphasizing, saying, don't think that Rava proves, except first of all, the idea that it would prove that Rava would prove Rabbi Yehuda is a strange idea anyway, right. But in the end of the day, he's saying, don't even think about it, because, you know, that is not likely. So again, this is the language. Nami, Rav lo aisi lo sishkan al chametz, ela lamed shlo nemar, hak yamrish tashvisu, ela yudal, ulal chamish asa. Sharin et sabeinu shlo lishkan al pesach, adayin chametz kayim. So the words adayin chametz kayim, well, they're going to mean one thing in Korban Pesach, and something totally different, you know, elsewhere. Demashma shemitzas biur kodem shitasa. Agav, it implies that. But lake of the mashma, milo sishka, but it's not the makor that this is so. And it's not the cause, it's not a factor, presumably, in this year. The lake of the mashma, milo sishka, he survived the comments. This is a terrific line. It's a terrific line because it's highlighting a different perspective. And there may be a lot of truth to it. Shalokhiyam akasum el hashokhi bala comments. Velomishum litsiyas comments. Velomishum akhilasa. Oh. Meaning, what might have been? When you have this din that Korban Pesach cannot be nishkat al achametz, right? You could have thought that what that means is that Korban Pesach is sensitive to the Isser Chametz per se, meaning the presence of chametz and or achilas chametz mitzad the people who are monogamy on the Korban Pesach. So from Daniel Bavli wants you to know that the connection is just a Gilui Nils of the Alma about the fact that this is, that Chametz, the Gedalah, the Yonah Tezbah. But the role that it plays in Korban Pesach is a totally different role. It's an Isser Shita. And that's what things that he emphasizes, right? Ela shochet al chametz, lo mishum tzias chametz, lo mishum achilas. It's a tnai, mishkitas chametz, that there not be, chametz, at least ba'azara. That's a debate in the Gemara. Just look at the Mishnah for a second, and the Gemara for a second, and Samachil. You have it beyond it? Hashokin Sapesach Yabit? There's an interesting discussion today, right? Whether or not the din of this din is limited to shchitas pesach or shchitas karbonos, right? Bizman shiyesh chametz, right? Like, why would there be that din? Well, what's the implication? I'm not going to get into that right now. Okay, then the Gemara says, Rav Shimon Lakish. Yeah. That's an interesting argument. Does the chametz have to be imo bazara, or it can be anyone? But either way, the Gemara is expanding that it's not only the shochet, it's the shochet and the zorek, and echad ibnei achabur. Correct?
Yeah.
Now the Tosas here says, Omari, the lemachai bal chametz, ala shochet bazorek. But the tishka omar. So he says, don't think, which you could think in the Gemara, and which some do think, that you would be chayiv if you just own the chametz, only the shochet and the zorek, because they're doing an action. If the shochet and the zorek, you know, action comes as one of the b'nei achabura has chametz in their rishus, and then the secondary debate, only in the Azara, not in the Azara, you know, that's a Mitzarek issue. Both of them are Mitzarek issues. You know, then that's one thing. But it's a din in Shchita and Zrika, later on the Gemara speaks about Hakdara, right, of the Korban Pesach. And those alternative posts are thinking about it. Maybe the person who owns the comments would be Chayav. He doesn't do anything. Meaning, what? What is that? Why would that be? So if you look, for example, what's the Rambam's view on this? Yeah. Just very briefly. Yeah.
I think Tosfos is also saying that in the second answer.
Say again?
Aren't Tosfos saying that there's an issue in the second answer?
What do you mean second answer?
Rabbi Yochanan, Lachin, Ramaisa.
Tosfos is saying, Lo Kachai Bala Chavitz Ala Shokhan Tosfos, right? Because it says of Shishka. And either way, this wouldn't make any sense because of Machay Goy. So what are you asking?
Is there not an
Isser
with no
Malchus,
and there's not even an
Isser? No, I think he's proving that there's probably not an Isser either. Possible, I think. Get proven on this. The point is, if you look at the Rambam in Parak Aleph, the Skok Pesach, Halacha, Hey, you have that? If you don't look at that. Yeah, that's like the substance. But if you look at the Rambam in, say, from Mitzvos, right? What number is that? A, S, V? No. Maybe that's the Kiddin.
Kuf Tesvav.
You have it? You know that? Because once it's a little fish shop, the other thing is that's interesting.
And
you
know, Shiva's Shita Sapesa,
so interesting, firstly, that Zikaris Rambam is far more expansive on the problem of the presence of the comments right? Then he is simply what he says in Parakal of Halakha Hay, which is focused on the street of the drink, not the farm. Correct? Keep going. So the other one says that the Kolbi Shesh or comments at that time is local. What do we do the last few moments? So we'll leave for the moment. Obviously, this didn't make Miach comments at Pesach of some sort. It's almost like, you know, you have to equate it a little bit with the Rambam's, you know, Kona, you know, Yosef a little bit. But the point is that that's a different, that's the Rambam changes life. He has a different perspective. Right? So when's this issue all about? Right? So there's a huge discussion between the Rishonim and especially the Achronim about this question. And the big point, the bigger issue seems to be this question. I mean, to what extent is this primarily a din, or maybe exclusively a din of Karbon Pesach? That's what it sounds like in Parakal Halacha. That's what it sounds like in Moses. Right? And that's certainly what Rabbanim, remember, Habakkuk wants to project. I don't know if it's a coincidence, I think that's too much. But the point is, if the Mechayim is not the Tzius Chametz, the Shas, Shechita Zrika V'Haktara, and certainly not the Tzius Chametz, Eisel Echad B'Bnei HaChabura, where he's Chayim for his Shechias Chametz during the Shechita Zrika V'Haktara, if you take this view. It's a Dinin, Zrika, Shechita, Haktaras, HaPesach. It should be mitzurah to the presence of Chametz. Or no. The real din is that this is a din of Chametz. Right? And I guess the most extreme way to be saying that would be that, you know, just like there's Tajmisu and Misu Shehiya after Chazos. So, it's even more acutely expressed when you go, you know, onto the business of Korban Pesach, b'makom sheyesh mitzius chametz. So it's not, you know, so much, you know, a separate din of shechita or zrika or haktara, you know, with tziruv. It's a din in sheyias chametz, you know, which is felt even more, let's say, acutely. Because not only keeping your chametz, you keep your chametz while there's shechitas, zrikas, haktaras, a pesach. And maybe it has to be only in the azara, or maybe it can even be chutz la'azara. And if you want to go further with it, you say, well, and you chametz, ne'a chabura, keeping chametz during the zrika, the shechita, which is the tzurah, to him, even though he's not doing the ma'asa. Right, that's not only neglect of not making sure that it's not there. Right, that's keeping it. Like during the shechita of the zrika, I think I got rid of it. Right, it's almost like the kayin or meniach, you know, kind of self. You know, and even though he's not doing the ma'aseh shechita, but the fact that it's during the ma'aseh shechita, it's the surah of the ma'aseh shechita. You know, this is a shev al kasa, this is kind of a but this is very important. Now, typically, let's say this, and we'll see the Mishnah of the Gemara, the Mishnah of the Gemara, but typically you know, I think you find these two extremes. In other words, one which says, you know, again, I wouldn't go as far as to say it's a coincidence, you know, it's a separate din. Namely, Shechitas HaPesach, you know, also has a special din, you know, in Mitzvahs. But primarily, it's a din, Shechitas HaPesach, or Zrikas HaPesach, or Haktaras HaPesach. Or no. The real Mechayim is the Chametz. In my opinion, for the Rambam, it's also conceivable that these aren't so distant from each other because of everything we've been saying right all along. So even though the Rambam didn't say, for instance, the Rambam, the Yalakas have to differ from each other, right? It's not, you know, two radical notions. And as I said, Rava was very comfortable in base Aleph quoting Rava when he doesn't need to, and Rosh Hakelin are pointing out that he doesn't need to. Yeah, we discussed it earlier. The Mishnah, the Lagan Mishnah, and even the Ramah, right? And the Klomar, you know. So, David Rabin thinks that both of these leaders are true. There's a special thing called the Pesach. And there's also a din in the Tzios and Shehiyas Chametz, which is particularly acutely violated, egregiously violated, right in the context of moving ahead with from Pesach. So if it isn't too deep in, it could actually be people get that aside. Or it could be that there are two deep that are overlapping. Because the reason that there is such a din in Korban Pesach is because Korban Pesach, as we've discussed, you know, is the Yom Tov, is what establishes the Yom Tov of the day. And after the worship of Misu, you know, is really Erev Yom Tov, which is the Yom Tov that you want. So then, this combination, right, or these two, and there's still two, and they're not convenience. In Lashem Lamaiso, you know, the emphasis, but they're no longer, you know, completely mutually exclusive on one step, for sure. So it's very interesting to see the Rabbi Daniel of Avli. Obviously, was weighing this, and that's what he, you know, is telling us. That you know, over time. Shalokhi v'kasev ala shokhi v'ala chametz. V'lo mishu v'tziyas ha-chametz. V'lo mishu v'achidas. On the other hand, Rabbi Bar ben Rambam holds the opposite. Also in the Eastern. Right, Sandy, have it?
Yeah,
the part
that begins with
Hatshuva. Well, yeah, that's where it starts, for sure. So let's talk about a Rabban Rambam for a minute. Since we talk about Rabban Meal about the same number one never needs Rabban, even without the Balamor's, you know, saving grace, if you will, about philosophy of Rosh Hashanah. Number two, don't think that Rabba and Korban Pesach has anything to do substantively with Isur Chametz and Shehiya. It's all about, you know, Maisa Shechita, Maisa Zrika, Maisa Akhtara of Korban Pesach. It's not about Isur Chametz, Bizman, etc. Okay. That's pretty much. And then, of course, he has his other Hara, which I already mentioned, which is like what happened to the Rambam's perspective that Hanoah, why do you leave out that Hanoah? You know, this is possible. Also, according to the Bible. Okay. Now, the Rabban Rambam is still a crusader, not a Rabban Rambam. So he has several things that he wants to respond to. The first thing is regarding Rabbi Shimon himself, beginning from the Tshuva. What does he think about Rabbi Shimon? This is actually interesting. Now, again, I'm not of the opinion that you can trust, you know, blindly, you know, Rabbi Rabban Rambam, you know, when it comes to his father's. I think you have to take it, you know, seriously, for sure. But there are too many cases where I am unconvinced or convinced contrarily that I don't assume that it's a default. But he is still a son. You know, we believe in fathers and sons. So, you know, it could be that even if it isn't an exact, accurate Besorah from his father, right, that it bespeaks of, you know, the, you know, approach, conceptually, of his father. Maybe. I'm not sure. I think each time you have to agree. Okay. But it is either way interesting, for sure. So the first thing that Rabban Rambam tells us, which is curious, is what he thinks about Sam, what he thinks about Rabbi Shimon.
The point of the Isra Asay.
Exactly. Rabbi Shimon. If you remember, when we learned Rambam, one of the things I said was, we don't know exactly what the Rambam felt about Rabbi Shimon. right? We'll say, you know, more acutely, you know, we were saying, if the Rama brings a Raya out of the base, right, for Buddha, so, and Ramban says, that's a Raya. Ramban says, what does this animal cause? That's a Raya. So just like the question of Shimon and Yisrael say, right, what does Rama respond to that? So there are two possibilities. One is, Rama will tell you, that like the Mahabharata, that Rav Shimon doesn't think that there's a Mitzrayim, the Raisa, at all. That would make things much easier. But I personally find it difficult to believe a little bit. The other possibility is that he agrees that for Rav Shimon there's a Mitzrayim, Achim. But he thinks that Biur, right, Isa Shehiya, requires that there be lav and lavis. Now, as we discuss, we need to go involved in again. That's very important. So it's interesting, as the Rambam said, you know, for the Rambam, he doesn't tell us. Like, if you didn't do the Rambam and say, what do you think about Rosh Hashanah, that would be really helpful. But how do we know? So I don't know if it's the next best thing or not. But at least from the Rambam tells us what he thinks this father thought. And that is, that Rav Shimon holds up this in Yisra Aseh. V'chi Yisra Aseh eino midoraisa u'mutter midolohad olam. Again, he understands that the Neil of Adli the way I did. Which is, as we hold up, Rav Shimon is mutter. And again, without the saving grace of the Balmi. So Rav Aramam says, why is it mutter? This is not olam, it's not olkas, but it's in Yisra Aseh. If that's true, then the Rambam is Raya, and that's true for the Rambam, then his Raya is much, much more significant. And the Rambam says, oh, so you got on the basis of proof for Rabbi Yehuda, you really see the qualitative gap between, you know, Rabbi Shimon Tisra Azeh and Rabbi Yehuda's Lava and Balkans. Because that's point number one. Good. The second point, though, is related to what we just discussed. Does that have it?
We keep talking about how it's a pella for it to be.
Yeah. Here's what he says. You have the miyite?
Miyite?
Well, no, before that he says it? Right, since you understand the point of the little Lama in Shimon, it's Mutter Bachila. So Rabbi Rambam says, can it be Mutter Bachila? And yet there's an Iser of Akros and Pesach al Chametz. You can eat it, but you can't be Machter in its presence, or Mitzur through its presence. Keep going, Sam.
Are we looking at the part?
Yes.
We can Rari should pay back to Yehuda, but we should not to Yehuda.
No. We'll get to that later. Umiite viadat. For towards the beginning. Habutaras achilasa gam lemi sheikur
v'pasa.
Let's say somebody was not with Pesach. Are we allowed to eat chametz on Yom Kippur? Based on what we just discussed, no. It's an interesting, very interesting question, right? The Mishnah of Sanakyam, the Tzaka Rama, and all this stuff, right? These are Shrita, Zrika, Akhtara, right? As long as it's Chametz is Masa. For Echamim Bnei Achabura, or for the Shochet, or for the Zohar, or for the Makit. Correct? So the Rabbi Rambam says, that is totally incompatible with there being a heter of Achilas Chametz on Yom Kippur. Why? There's a special din that during this time of Asiyas from Pesach, you can't have the presence of comets. Why does that mean that you can't eat comets after the hour? That's what Brahma Ram says, that's ridiculous. Everybody with me? Am I losing your breath? Simple evidence. Okay, good. Habibishu, loke alhi matso, bershuso, bilbao. Sam, keep going. Afilaloach?
I don't think I have.
I have the sentence that gives the Zeru Pelashi Achila Chametz Mutter Gamkin Mishri Kriva Pesach.
Yeah, okay.
Wait, are you reading from Frankel or not?
No, I'm reading from Ashur Maisanisi.
Oh, okay. All right, so maybe the text is a little bit different.
Yeah.
Okay, so what do you have? Mi'itin Biadati or not that?
Yeah, my apologies. Yeah, I have...
Habuteras Achilasa Gamla Mishri Kriva Pesach?
I don't think it goes like that in this text.
Right, umeteris is lasa. They mamat mi yisrael shaloi kriva pesach. This mamazet, the fascinating of Rama Ram. Meaning, are you going to say that people who are makriv kriva pesach can no longer eat chametz on Yom Yudalev? The people who didn't bother with the mitzvah, they also get a heter to eat chametz. Almost like you'll get like an almost like a chomei niskar, you know, kind of a. Right, Akagon said, Yeomer Benes. Keep going. You have Rahman in the song?
It's definitely a different text. Why is it a different text?
I don't know. Akagon said, Yeomer Benes, Rahman in the song, Mahay Daita. Right? So this is a terrific. What's it based on? What's the argument? If you think that there's a special deal of Hakrabas Korban Pesach ala Chametz, for instance, it's a deal in the Maisak Torah, Maisak Shita, what does that have to do with whether you can eat it the rest of the day? It's a little peculiar, but it's not. And what does that have to do with people who aren't Makkah? What is Rav Raman Aram suggesting? No? Meaning this is a toxic substance this entire day, and there's a huge overlap between the Korban Pesach part and the Tashmisa part. So if you can eat it, it's conceivable it can't be shochet or zorek, under the tzitzis. Like, what's that? What does one thing like knife and shmita by the Yisrael? What does that do? Okay, it's a little peculiar. I'm sure we've seen more peculiar things. But doesn't warrant the kind of outrage? Rahmanan and Sam, divide the Shazah. What's the common denominator? Common denominator is, it's not coincidence that there's an Isser. It's even on the Matthias of Chametz. The Matthias of Chametz is even more acutely offensive in the context of Korban Pesach. If that's true for the Shia, then Kol Shekein, that is true for the Achila. That's the Kiddush of Rama Ram.
Well, couldn't this also be emphasized? I know that we were saying earlier maybe we could use this to infer what the Rambam thought, but isn't this emphasizing what the Rambam thought because it's saying...
So I think it is. I just think it's very extreme. Meaning, in the end of the day, I think the Rambam... Well, again, first I think this is the Kiddush of Rambam. And say, well, this is the Rambam, is Yad Chazak. I mean, there is a difference, either way. But in light of those comments and Rabbah, you know, on Beis Halev, right? I do think that, you know, Rabbi Rama is honest. In the end, actually, he himself, I don't know if you have this card, Sam, or not, first he talks about Tzedukim, interesting stuff, let's skip that for a moment. He says, he actually says that there are two people. And he suggests that the Din of Rava, side by side with Rabbi Yehuda, is a lav of Yisrahimah's comments in general. Here, you have Od Mochiach, who's putting sand into the... Not your fault.
If it comes up in a...
The Od Mochiach Shalaka B'chametz with Nez Mano for Rabbi Yehuda.
No, it doesn't. It's
okay, Tani, do you have it? Tani, you have it?
The idea is like that, but the phrasing is different.
Yeah. Okay, a little sick of it. Tani, do you have it? The paragraph that says, Od Mochiach Shahalaka B'chametz of Nezmano to Rabbi Yehuda. Ayos. No? Ellie?
I also break the shoot.
Oh, you have me, my sis. Ellie? Either Ellie, Ellie Goldberg. Oh, no one has, this is the easiest place, isn't it? I'm not glad. Well, so what does he say? That there are two meanings that are derived from that pasuk. And from both. One is the din specifically of shchitas, zrikas, and aktaras called pasuk, right? But in addition, we also learn from there that achilas, from achilas comments, la'achar zman, shchita, right? Or if achar zman aroya shchita, is the lav. That's extraordinary. He's not saying, oh, it's just like, you know, reflects Rava. He's saying, Rava is a makar that parallels or reinforces Rabbi Yehuda's view that there's a Yisalav of Achila, nothing to do with Karpas. Right? Okay? Keep reading. Kibibur per kama de gemara psachin. Well, meaning that's a, forget about the lo yochal lo yochal lo yochal. This is a whole different marker. Shocking. I don't think that is true. He doesn't use it that way. But he does say klomar klomar. You know. I think, you know, there is a close connection, it's not quite as extreme as Rabbi Ramana is. Okay? Rabbi Kiva is also fascinating. Rabbi Kiva in a klomar is that in our Ramana. Keep going, Abraham. And then he says, this is the key. Ukishachashad.
Ukishachashad means the Pasha of Lithosan. The Amar, the Hema Kocha, the Pai Kishate, the Oven Shiloya, Kosu Hazem Mora, Ella as far as I show the Shoting Lavad, Jafus Bar and Kai Zu, the Amru Zaman Shpika Amar Akamar.
Meaning, this is Shabbat Shabbat Kari Bar Gemara. On Heyomid Aleph, right? The Gemara has this quotes Rava. And the Gemara says, the Gemara quotes Rava on Heyomid Aleph. No, and then the Gemara says, what are you talking about? Rava Mar Mehacha, Los Hishchat Alcham Zam Zivri. Sishkad HaPesach Adayim Kamusan. But Avraham and Rambam are saying, this isn't just a makor Yisr Shina. This is a makor for Yisr Achila. Wow. And that's the Shifaso. What he said before. There are two needed. One is B'shas Rika, B'shas Shkita, B'shas, what do you call it? If any of the B'nei Chaburah are these people, that's one need. Then there's another need, and that is anybody who eats B'shas Shkita from the Zman, Shkita from Roy, Shkita from Pesach, violates a law of Los Sishkan HaKotah, Adam Tilki. Rabbi was called that. That's what Rabbi Rabbi says. So then the Gemara says, "Ve'ema kol chad v'chad kishachim." Right? Meaning, so the way the Rav Rambam was reading that line in the Gemara, and some of the Rishonim read that way too, is no, that's not a din in Yisur Shvia. Never mind Yisur Achila. That's a din in Korban Pesach. That's a din in Shvita Korban Pesach al Kamitz. Like Rav Daniel Avraham was trying to explain. The answer is. Zman, Shkita, Amar Rachmanim. And here Tosis is very interesting. Tosis says, Hapagab de Enesu, which we'll speak more, Dilo Tishka Bachamet Tzokha Bachad Kishachim. Tosis says, but it is a problem. What do you mean you don't have that? That's really true. The only time you really violate, right, you get Malkus, is if you do it B'shas, Shkita Zrika, Akhtara, etc. So we didn't come in Nishcha. The Shokhan said, that's not a common son of Balaam. So what do you mean the Gemara says, Man Shkita Tamaracha? In Kamoko, Kim the Ashkan, the Hizir, Al Hash Basa, the Hizir, Shal Nishka, Pesach, Al Kamet, Svaro, Shem is Man Shkita, Hizir, Al Hash Basa. Meaning what? This is a remnant. It's not a coincidence, probably. So it's also a din in the Zman, which shows, like Daniel Babli would say, you know, it shows that Ach, the Yom HaRishon is on Yudalim, and from Chatzos. Okay, one more second. But Rabbi Rami Rambam saying, no, this line of the Gemara, Zman Shvita Kalamar, is a way of saying that this Pasuk of Rabba has two completely, I'm hesitant to say, completely different, distinct meaning. I'm not sure what he thinks about it. I think he thinks that they're distinct. There's a din in Shita's Korban Pesach, in Zrika's Korban Pesach, all our complaints. And the same pasuk also teaches you something else. And that is, it's a reinforcement that Rabbi Yehuda's, forget about Shita, he's Rahima. That's what the Roman Rambam. If you ask me, the Rambam is saying something in between both of those two extremes. And I'm saying it's not just a remez, you know, that this, if it were not true, if it were true that, you know, that Chametz had zero, you know, halakhic significance of Yom Yedalin, then how likely is it that there would be an Isur, you know, of Shita, Zrika, Akhtara, Bizman, Shubat Surav, Lushihiyas Chametz? The fact, you know, that it's not coincidence. Not just about coincidence and therefore it's a Yuli Milsa about our question. And it's probably also not a lav, not a separate lav, there aren't two lavin. There's only one lav, no Korban Pesach. But maybe, according to Sefer Mitzvot, that lav in Korban Pesach is itself a din in Chametz. Right? The acuity of Korban Pesach, this man of Chametz, you know, also makes it a kind of a kumbase. Yeah, so there aren't two different dinim. Maybe there's one, and according to Yom Kippur, so, okay, we don't go that far. Right? But maybe it's still a din. You know, that's more than a given. It's more than Rav Daniel Avraham, even though it's quite a bit less than Rav Avraham Avraham. Either way, when Tosfos here says what they say, I'm just, Kivin did the Eben of Shachad, Kodim Tamim, Chatnon Nimsa. Yeah. Zman Shkita Kam Rachman. Right. Is Tosa saying that it's only a remez? Or is Tosa saying it's more? Hard to say. It goes back a little bit to the previous Tosas too. Yeah, Josh, just read the other Tosfos for a second, and I'll take your question. Lo tishchat is a pesach adayin chametz kayim. What's he asking?
He's saying that I am not katzos before.
It's not katzos because you have to wait till you do the tamin, because the tamin is a katzos, and the korban pesach is aleh hashoyim, is, you know, does, is an exception to aleh hashoyim. So it's after the that's a big question. How can you say it's a katzos? Okay, because of the word b'diyah. Other Rishonim give a different answer. We saw it. What is it, Tosfos Ben Peretz? We'll see some of the other answers. Tosfos Ben Peretz says, not that b'diyah, but Tosfos Ben Peretz says, really this man is a chatos. Just the mice of the poel, you have other urgent, you know, requirements that mean before it's going to be later. But in terms of the... One second. Here.
Isn't that what Tosfos is kind of saying?
What?
Tosfos says because of the word b'diyah, it shows that it's not speaking.
Maybe Tosfos means it, or maybe it's that Tosfos means something more technical. But how does the Tosfos of the parents say it? Is he the one? Maybe it's something, or maybe Ram Kala? No, there's no... Wait. I think, where's the Maram Kalava? Gavin? Josh, go ahead. Is it? Somebody says what I just said. Here. Hey, what up? Yeah. He can name our Zman is the Marakala. The Zman shoots a Pesach meal with Tila Sheva, held the Tamid Nakra. Right? Inami, you make the Pesach with Tamid, question it's the second answer. What's the first answer?
That really is. That is
the Zman. It's the Zman, it's just at the Paul, you know. So what's going on? What is that? This goes back to something I said about the Rambam, which is that the Rambam always, in talk with the Talmud, practically always, speaks about the before. And in all different contexts, when he talks about the Pesach, he always talks about Katzos. Not 12:30, not after the Talmud. Why? Because for the Rambam, the Shittasa, that's his man of the Yom Kippur Korban Pesach. And that's connected to the Easter of the presence of, and maybe the Achila of, Chametz. So really, this not is Chatzos. Lemaisa, the Poel, there are things that you have to do first, because it's important, you know, that this be an exception to allow Hashem. The false thing, I think, is true. Not just Lemaisa, it's important that it is. This is outside of regular framework of Kabbalah. Some Pesach is different. Shmos. So, the real Zman is Chatzos. We don't care about the Masa when you do. All these things are about Korban Pesach as a Zman Chalos of Chametz and of pre-Chatzos. Right? Okay, Josh, I have a question. Yeah.
So
sorry. I co-opted you. Yeah.
To clarify, the Rambam is not that Korban Pesach is positive, that would be more similar to like the meal of athletes.
Say again? It's not that.
The Rambam, that when Rebbe says that Pope,
I think that for the Rambam, the connection is, I think he does think that there's a separate mitzvah, separate din, separate Easter of Korban Pesach. Halakha.
Is that causing the Islam?
Sorry?
Is that causing the Islam?
I think that it is not a coincidence at all, and not just as a Rebbe as in a Gili Milsa. I think part of that Iser is the fact that the acuity of the Iser comments is intensified, right, by the fact that this is the Zman Korban Pesach. In other words, instead of saying the two extremes, one of which is Rabbi Daniel and Abel, the other which is Rabbi Rabban Aram, meaning one of which is saying, you know, the this is totally Din Korban Pesach. The fact that it's, you know, but Rabbi is also that this is the Zman, where Chametz is a Chalos. That's Rabbi Daniel and Abel. Okay? And then there's the Rabbi Rabban who's saying that number one, they're two dinim, number two, it's, you know, this din itself is about chametz, bizman ha'akrava. Bizman ha'akrava for the makrivin, even for the people who are not makrivin, you know, but they should have been makrivin, because it's really a din, you know, about the significance of zman and the significance of the process of Korban Pesach, you know, but it's a chametz din. In between those two things, I'm suggesting that for the Rambam, especially the Al-Khazaka, maybe less so in Sefer Mitzvahs, that it's a din in Korban Pesach, but it's a din in Korban Pesach precisely because Korban Pesach already has a sensitivity to Yud Daled and comments and everything else.
Is that saying that seeing the swords of Daniel Al-Havi is more broadly? Or Daniel Al-Havi is saying that because of
the... I think it's closer to what I'm saying. In the Rambam, it's closer to Rambam, Rambam than it is to Rambam Daniel Ababli. Without the, you know, our two dinim, this is also part of the Isra Achila, without going to any of those extremes. Does that help? Okay. Good. Miguel, sorry.
Rabbi.
Yeah.
Just a hour on Tosas, because there are Tosas that doesn't say much, but Tosa Rosh Mishans.
Yeah.
Where
did
you
get that? Say again. Okay. I told you look at Rosh Hashanah,
right? Right. But so the Tosa Rosh actually says in a Hanami to the Rosh Hashanah's question, says, yeah, for Rabbi Yehuda and Sarah, there should be an Isser Chametz all day.
Right.
But that's even so that, more of...
Correct. That's what I wanted from that. In other words, if this is a special din, in Chazos, right? So you see, it's a kind of an Korban Pesach. But again, it's not a Korban Pesach. 100%. Okay. So this is Rabbi Hoberama from the Neil Bob's contribution. As I said, I think they're both extreme. I think they're both really helpful in highlighting different perspectives on the relationship between the Easter of Shkivas Korban Pesach al Chametz and how that fits in to the regular Chametz. Yeah.
The Chinuch and Mitzvah Ketet.
Yeah.
So I think it was interesting to Ara. He says that he makes a clear distinction between the Gula of the Mitzvah and the Gula of the Mitzvah, the borders, meaning that you shouldn't have overlap between the Hasrit of the Chametz, the Shrine of Chametz, and the Star of the Korban Pesach. Now, it's very clear inside. He says,
you
shouldn't have one mitzvah overlapping
the other one. I think
it's sort of a
little bit of a riot for the
sense that you have to keep
separation
between the two.
He thinks that they're separate.
Yeah, he says you definitely can't have overlap. You have to finish one,
then
you start over. And
how does the non-overlap
express
itself? Do you remember? You're
saying
within
the words
of
the
Kinoch? Yeah, I'm saying what
halacha
establishes
it
in the second.
I think it's the opposite.
What's the line? Read the line.
I mean, could be wrong.
It's
Mishorshe and Mitzvah, so I'll guess I'll skip.
Yeah, go ahead.
Fish fields man the whole in Yanim, who Kiam is the Adam. If you do it, I'll call Adam. A call, I'll Kiam, a double face, a true double, God will send the Kiam attack. Push a tab in Mala, see my kill bar, who should ask that you know the Seder, who be fields man the whole double, double, and far. The Lord's going to Mitzvah, he's looking at him away, and said, he's going to very tough.
You can overlap in these two events. But I think it's because they're related.
Because they have to have one leads to the other ones. Okay.
Right. And I think if you look at the Lukasima, by the way, and that mitzvah, he, you know, takes a very strong stand that this is special to the Kohen Pesach. Even though he understands, you know, Chametz Shalom Zomer, which is supposed to Chametz Shalom Shochem, when they get a chance, I'll speak a little more about the Lukasima and then we'll start the question. Okay, that's the term we're going around. Let's go back to Dalmud just for another second. And talk about that. Okay, we're good for. Yeah, what's your
question? Just a technical question. How does the Rambam and Rambam understand the Mishma invoking Tashbis before Mephishta?
I mean, if it's based on it?
It sounds like there was something, the Gemara makes it sound like there was something where Tashbis was on Yom Tov, and that's what Mephishta was teaching.
Right.
So it's one thing the Rambam and Rambam said it in Rambam, it didn't.
I don't know. I have to look at that again. That's a good question. I'm not sure. Let me look at it again. Okay. So let's go back to Rashi just for a second. Okay. Talk about the Rambam. Talk about, you know, the Balaam, the Yilamam, etc. The relationship between Gior and Achila, and the levels of Achila, and the levels of Hana, and all of these things. So just, you know, to make a quick final comment about Rashi, right? In a way, right, Rashi, as you say, is even more extreme than Ram. But it's also a little bit more Mechudash than Ram. Right? The Ram says that the sugya doesn't make sense, you know, if you don't go like Rabbi Yehuda. Okay. You need Isur Achila and maybe even Lav Malkus for there also to be a few B. And that's where we spend the time to figure that out. Great. And those who disagree because they think Rav Shimon is good enough, you know, the formulation of the right, the formulation of the right, all the things that we discussed. But Rashi is a little bit different, see that? How so?
Rashi.
The phantom Rashi.
The phantom Rashi says that holding Moran down on bait is unnecessary,
but if he has a Rashi, there must be a Rashi. Exactly. It sounds like Rashi knows that if you hold like Rabbi Yehuda, then it's possible that there's a different kind of kapas. Right? And therefore the Sadek of Gemara is only a Liba Rav Shimon Rav Yehuda. And the Ram Chalava Rav Yehuda in Kalanah. Right? Because they think, you know, that you can be Mechalik. Now the truth is, let's just make a quick point, and that is, what, Lo Matzinu, that something is Asur, you know, Malav, Uba Malkus, but there's no chiyuv biur. But it can't be evil of others. Right? That's not true. It's Vishnu of the Rambam, and they give a little bit of our mind with Chalos, and implicit Sefer Mitzvos. You want to say one direction, say what? That if there's a chiyuv biur, then by implication, it's not that we should be destroyed. Okay? How could you be obligated to search and destroy something if you can eat it? But in the opposite direction, so Rashi is supposedly saying, to say, you know, it's if you hold it from Yehuda, so for sure it's going to be clean. Why? Well, there's no other law than Malkus, it doesn't appear at all. Most of the Surah are the law than Malkus. And there's no good to be wrong. So what do you need to say here?
Let's
see. Yeah, go ahead. Correct. I think you need to say that this comment is not based objectively, simply on the fact that there's a lav Malchus. We have an abundance of those cases. It's based on the fact that the lav and the malchus already begins Erev. But I think there are two ways to say it. And one way, which I think you just said, was, you know, we're not going to divorce this from the reality of Chiyuv Karis and Bal Yirah, right, during times. So if we find that there's lav and malchus already before, the implication is it's that kind of an isa. Right? It's not just a chatzah shamachalas asuros. Right? It's a particularly toxic embodiment of some sort of, you know, mission to destroy. If we didn't have the kares, and the, I would say two things. If we didn't have the kares of the Valiwan, you know, Tosamu, and or, right? It wasn't also a chumrah, right, of lifting Islam, which objectively is least was questionable, you know, since it is non-secret existence, right? Although, apparently, Islam, called Pesach, right, and Likrat, Hezbollah, and Yudal, and so on, all the things that we've been saying. If it wasn't for those other factors, then what Rashi says would really make sense. Okay? That end is important. And nonetheless, it's still true that, you know, most of the Rishonim rejected it. They still thought, you know, it's conceivable that there's lacking of Malchus and there's no people. And again, if you go back to, like, the Sefer Achim, what's really good on Yudal? It's not bad. Right? It's more like a Siad. You know, the rights for the upcoming Dover Kalmar, maybe not. It isn't one that's already itself. Again, most of the modern problem are very similar, as we've discussed, to the problem that we encountered with Tarot's comments. Right? Tarot's comments is Balad, it's not the cars. How do you look at it? As a diluted, you know, Karis, and as an outgrowth of the Karis? On the contrary, that's like the regular, you know, that's the more typical Bahamas Asuras. It doesn't bear the story. There it doesn't bear the story because it's misaligned, and when you look at it, it doesn't look like comments. Here it doesn't bear the story because the story isn't in full, you know, throw, you're not in the full throes of the story yet. Or are you? Okay. So either way, this is an interesting, I think, issue about this. Okay. Yeah. The Rashi posts here all the time, all the basis very quickly, right? Our Mishnah Pasuk, I'll follow up with the Zach, that was the name, about Kodem Ma'achar's Mishnah. Hey, Tom, how so? You're on the bottom of the dollar of the base. Tosus says it has to be locked as one zero. Right? You have that line in Tosus?
Yeah.
That's why Tosus has a different liquid, right?
Yeah.
And whereas Rashi thinks that's going to one zero. So this, of course, is totally what she talks on. Earlier on Mithal, correct? And it also should be noted that it is when she taught some later on your base on the base, right? You have this, I think I mentioned it before, right? You have this line in the Gemara, which is understood opposite by Rashi and Tosfos, and which we shall always bring in, right? According to Rabbi Yehuda, Biur, the Srefa, is Dafka Lifnei Zmanu or Lachar Zmanu? What does that mean? So the Gemara here in Yudbeis and Beis is Machlokas between Rashi, Eva Sai Shalom B'Shach Zmanu. What What does it inside Shor B'Shas B'Yiro mean? So Rashi says, Shor B'Shas B'Yiro means B'Shesh. And B'Shas B'Yiro is Mikam B'Yiro. So B'Shas B'Yiro is B'Shesh. Kodem Zman B'Shiro. Right, that's when you do Sreita. But once you pass into, you know, the real Zman B'Shiro of Yirah, or Yisra, then it's a pilu b'chol b'amar. There's no room for the nicety of strength. And that's where Ibn Tan, here in Beis of Beis, Kasha Ibn Tan, Hechiyantin ad Sheva l'amaro, Vasikna l'el, because of Yehuda, B'shas Yisuro, Livdo k'il v'asam echuna, Lord Shas Yisuro, D'mas Nisan, Ayn of the Shesh, Lord Dominosa yal ekrav Yehuda, that's the famous one, the Chametz Mitzrayim, Mendozar, Tachar Yisuro, don't sweat them. Therefore, we can look at comments. We already discussed this with Rabban. The Mufarshim in town that Shalom Shas Yiro is an Achar Shemesh. Shalom Ol Mevarim, these are what most people do. The Shesh that you can chakam. The time you should be all of me no sir, la Achar Yisum. Of the Shas Yiro, and the Shesh, Kibbutz in the midst of the Baro, and the Rabban Nanash Pesas of the Chalom. So here again, you have the same argument, you know, throughout between Rashi and Moses. And of course, this also figures into the din of Kol Chozer Achav Achrav Levar Reik Mevuar, which is, of course, it's not in a minute, the comment of Tosis on Kol Tess on the base, on the bottom, which we discussed. Kama Chia Kari, Shemashah Chavetz Pesach Naita Levaro, Ina Omer Ba'os HaShihi. The Omer Sober, Akati Amai Ma'o, Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yalki Shihim Toso Ushalom. Mod Rabbi Yossi Shokhoi Adaro. Levad Elo Omer. Tama Mishum Lo Yimba. Nita Klasai. Lachain Ina Omer Kishim Levar Olo Basai. So the explanation that Tosis gives, here on Kol Tess in the Days, as we look at again, is very fascinating. That it's Nita Klase. What does he mean by it? Here? What does the Nita Klase here mean? Yeah, go ahead. I think so. Exactly. Namely, that the Tashmisu is the Chayiv, the Vayirah. Vayirah is a result of ignoring the Tashmisu. And therefore, when Chozer, Levaro, is Kibbur, because that it's Nita Klase, that's what Nita Klase in its most extreme means. The Mechayiv of the Lav is the ignoring of the Asay, and therefore it's the Daki. It doesn't always work that way, but that's the most, I guess, logical understanding of Lav and Nita Klase. Hard to say that in example. Exactly, but okay. So that's what Tosas is doing. Tosas from Edu Peretz here also expresses this idea. Here on Dalai Days, it's very emphatically about but in a slightly different way. But as I said, as the parent says, Kasha the UK, Pirsha Kutus, he has it. Kasha the UK, Kibicha Bechazi Lavaro, Areo Kubanova. That's exactly what Rashi thinks is wrong. Right? And Rambam thinks it's wrong. But Tosas says, you know, think that there's no kiyum mitzvah. First of all, the chafetza becomes toxic only at this time. Unless you don't stop getting struck out. And therefore, in comparison to the sun, and therefore the and moreover, the Vayura in some respects is a consequence of ignoring the Deshmitsu. Therefore, it's got to be Bizmami Sur. El Akbar Isar Tsiba Hashbasa, Ukishimavaro, Yashashala Yashem Shahas, Alabada, keeping the Bechazar, Ariyuk Rabur, because There's no mechanic of the Isser other than neglecting mitzvah. So according to Tosis, it sounds like, you know, I don't know if about Yoruch, you know, but Shehiya and Tashmitsu are connected, but in the direction that Tashmitsu is driving force. You could have said two other views. One is that the Balyurah or the Shehiya is the driving force. That is, I think, Rashi and Rambam's view. Therefore, that's the code of Zani Sura. The Kras. Can't wait. And Kol Chos are going to be acceptable, unless it's a kind of Torodos, but even then, maybe not. Right? So, this is a whole different perspective. Again, Mordecai in Tafkuf Lamed Gimel quotes from Shmuel Mifalaiza also on this question of Chozer Acharav Levar. He says that the minag was to delay Bir Chametz a little bit at least. There's a tough, I think it's, what did I tell you, Tafkuf Lamed Gimel? Did you have it inside?
No.
What did it say there?
I didn't see it.
Oh, you didn't see it. Of proof, he has this whole discussion about according to the margin down the base and so on. Afilah Akar Biuro, the Haina Bishesho Salamala have a Bisraika. You want him in Pesach. I'm Rabbi Amos Abis Subisraika, Shalom Shas Biuro. Shas Biuro has Bisasub called Dover. Kedei l'kayim bir chametz mizman can appear shalom in the tam. The beperish shalom b'shas b'yirah b'tchilas sheva b'pliyayi. The b'nei sreifa or b'nei bracha rather the bir ein elam b'drabanan v'yisomei chalashos amen b'sapek tashbisa b'tchilas sheva. Interesting. But again, I don't think that are made in tam. Rabbi Tam sees it as the Chiyuv Tashbisa, which is driving the Isser Shehiyah. So I think I did mention, did anybody get a chance to see the Nitzin in Rami Sada? I think he has the opposite view of what I suggest. Yeah, I'm suggesting that if Tashbisu is the driving force of Chiyuv Mitzvah, right, then that's the Achaz Nitzin. And if it's not, if it's just to ensure the real driving force is the Isser Shehiyah, and then the Tashbisu will be lifted as much. And I think that the Nitziv, did anybody see it? No one got a chance. Rabbi Sattar is behind in the, guess not. So the Nitziv and Rabbi Sattar just mentions that in his opinion, if there's a mitzvah of Tashbisu, it should be quoted as Mani Yisrael. It's Hachamah kind of a Rehesh kind of a mitzvah. Not sure why he thinks that. Okay, either way, I guess we'll stop here. But I want to pick up with on Thursday, just to finish all this off. I want to talk about the relationship between, a little more, between Hashbasa, Achila, and Matzah. Remember what we already said about Matzah, I'm just going to repeat this quickly. And remember we saw Yushami, Yadayim, Yilakan, Snow, Yilakan, which talked about some Matzahs. I think this is a great example of it. And just a little more also, this thing tells us Rashi Bishas, as the Nata mentioned, just to get a little more on the record, and a few other of the Makoros that I gave you, just just in terms of the Shakyamatarya. And then we'll move on to the question of Mitok. Did I give our quotes from Mitok already? Or no? No? Okay. So, for Mitok, here I'm going to give you a couple of things just to look at. And just look at the Sugya here, of course. Just some background on Mitok. We're not going to spend much time on it. But, Pratam Loka Riyasha, of course. So just on the issue of, first of all, Havar La'avatas, Tosis here, that I gave you or not? Tosis here and Tosis in Beitza. If you get a chance, it's Shagazari and Simon Ayanala. And the Rach here, the Tosis in Beitza. On Mitok, so Rashi, Rashi tells us in Beitza in Beis on Aleph, Ramban al Torah in Parshas Emor on Melechas Avoda, and Rashi there. Also, I think I mentioned already the famous Rashi in Beitza Chazayin in Beis, Dermasa Chalash in Beis, and if you get a chance, then it's in. And Hamek She'ela Shultat Sadi Dalin O Space. So what about, I think I mentioned this already, this interesting question of Srefas, I'm sorry, so Rashi Tos Beitza Yud Beis Omen Aleph, also Shifu Kubetzes Beitza, if you get a chance, and Tosis and Shifu Kubetzes in Ksubis and Zion Aleph. I think I mentioned already this interesting question. As of the Gemara later on, the Dabba Bid Aleph said that if you're fine the comments, you're kofal of Sakli. Right? And all the Rishonim ask, right, why? Why can't you just, burn it? You did, you talk. Sounds like an argument, huh? That if you held me talk, which we do, that you could burn the comments. Shmami no talks. One of the Shmami knows is, that we don't hold Mitok. But we paskin Mitok. And obviously Mitok works. So why does it work in the case of Kofal and Sakli? Why don't you mean that? I think I mentioned my suggestion earlier that I want to discuss that particular issue. So the Ritva here on Ayam and Aleph also discusses that. Rabab Gibel Kes, and then Osakalim. The Yerushalmi Zayin Yud in Shabbos, and Ramban Shabbos Kutlam and Tesim Beis Dibur Masav Amar Rava, and Kutlam Dalim Beis Dibur Masav Beis Hill. Okay, so it's a little bit of a foray into. Oh, we also want to speak very briefly about the Maran Chalav of Avol Menalim, also on Rambam Tov and Tzurkas Chametz. And I mentioned to you about six of this, okay? Noshim and Tashbisu. Achinuch and Minchasino. And Tashbisu is the test. And I think the Yutei Nai, I think we gave that already a look at here on Hail and Ab, Shamsahi. Like, is it possible that women don't have the obligation of Tashbisu, even though certainly they're included in the Israel of by what I must? Okay, so these are a few things to do more quickly. And hopefully we'll get to Ayam Beis to speak more about Bal Yerui and the parameters of that. But you've spoken about Maskus Soker, Hefker, but we need to fill in that part. Okay. What's the plan in the next couple of days? Yeah.
I thought that it might have just